And I have no obligations this weekend. So I'm excited. I like those no obligation type weekends. I'm going to play with the cats.
Stay home and play with the cats.
Stay home and play with the cats. Poor Elroy the cat this week was inadvertently locked in a bedroom all day. Elroy, I guess Ricky went into that room to get something and closed the door, not knowing that Elroy snuck in behind her. And he made the best of it, although it was quite apparent. The curtains in one window were torn down, and we could tell he was kind of trying to dig a hole under the door, but that didn't work. I mean, he wasn't alone that long, but the poor boy, he wanted to be out in the rest of the world.
I had a beautiful gray Maltese when I was about 19, and my mom was doing the laundry. And the curious cat had to see what was inside the dryer.
Oh,
and
no.
Mom didn't notice and dragged the cat. He came out very limp and very dead.
Oh my.
Yeah. It could have been worse. Elroy at least lived through the ordeal.
Now, you're reminding me that Lori Tarantini and I used to like to take her little brother Mark and put him in the dryer. when we were growing up, and I don't think we ran it very long. I don't think we ran it very long, but I can remember that like it was yesterday. And I occasionally, I wonder. I know she and I are Facebook friends. I wonder if she remembers that. I always wonder if people.
I don't think you'd be good a deal like that. That's the sort of thing indelibly etched.
Yeah, I've always how's this for a website? It would be called My Side of the Story, something like My Side of the Story, and it would be I would tell a family story or a story about somebody I'm close to, and what I remember about it, and then. They could either say, I don't remember this at all, or they could give the memory from their perspective, which might be a little different, and you end up...
Inside the dryer would have a difference.
Yeah, definitely. Or it might have been me that was inside the dryer, because I think we remember things. We just remember specific elements, like dryer... Tarantini family, and then we interpolate everything in between those milestones, so we sometimes have very different memories.
You said that what makes the good old days good is a poor memory, so...
Yeah, and that makes sense. A poor memory makes the good old days work out. Well, you have the correct answer to this morning's high clue. What did you get?
A place I haven't been for 2.5 years because COVID has kept me away, but I'm looking forward to returning to the public library.
Library, absolutely. A library. That well done. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, going back to the haiku here for a moment, a free place for all, quiet though full of volumes. And take out encouraged. Well done.
We have our own. It's much smaller. Mine fits in one room, but yeah. But I don't use it much anymore because I have an iPad that has all my library.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm rereading 1984 currently on my iPad. I've never done that before, so. It's kind of a new experience. Book on
I was going to reread 1984, but I feel like we're living it, so I decided I'd save time.
Winston has just helped his neighbor fix a clogged pipe with these darling children that you want to shoot. That's And I'm starting to hate 1984 already, and that was many years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well done, and it's good to talk to you, Tommy. Thank you for being with us.
Good talking to you.
Take care.
All right.
Tommy is in Richmond, and congratulations if you came up with the word library. Dave Frischberg coming up in just a moment, and the Soundhound will make an appearance broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Let's check out the news today. Let's see what the headlines say. Archduke of Zanzibar found slain in Danish spies' boudoir. Who got the scoop? Who got the poop? Our super reporter, Brenda Starr. World Series delayed by rain. Mad bomber to plead insane. Ex-wife of Russian czar will wed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Who wrote it up? Who sewed it up? Our super reporter, Brenda Starr. Making headlines, beating deadlines. Let me tell you, it's tough on the shoes. Here's a story, kind of gory. Man bites dog, hey, that's news. Judge takes bribes, so what's new? Hang on, here's the latest flash. Bank robbers escape with cash. Crooks flee in stolen car. Police are wondering where they are. I'll bet they don't get far. Who'll flush them out without a doubt? Who'll write the lead we got to read? Who got the scoop? Who got the poop? Our own super duper, Brenda Starr. Super reporter Brenda Starr.
Dave Frischberg at the Saturday Light Brigade. The Soundhound is going to come by and give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. He is waiting in the wings here at our studio. And he joins us momentarily.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible, in part, with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com. Thank you.
I've been able to rouse the sound hound. And as he does each week, he is about to give you a sound to see if you can identify it. And let me grab the sound. I got it. Thank you, Sound Hound. We'll give you a dish of water in just a moment, or some food, whichever you prefer, or maybe a little bit of both. Here is the sound that the Sound Hound found for this week. 412-200-5975. Here it is again. 412-200-5975. It's a very specific sound, and it's one you'll likely know. 412-200-5975. We'll give you a little bit longer of a clue as time goes on, but that's the way we'll start. You can guess as many times as you would like, and as you guess, we'll let you know, of course, whether you're correct or not, and we'll pass along the incorrect guesses as well. Thank you, Sound Hound. You can slobber on your own. There's the sound again. 412-200-5975. Madeline Peyrou, now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Come and take a trip in my rocket ship. We'll have a lovely afternoon. Kiss the world goodbye, and away we'll fly. Destination Moon. Fast as a light, we'll travel out of sight. The world will be like a toy balloon. What a thrill you'll get riding on my jet. Destination Moon. Up, 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 straight to the moon we two. High in the starry blue, I'll be out of this world, you. And away we'll steal in my space mobile, a supersonic honeymoon. Leave your cares below, pull the switch, let's go. Destination Moon. Kiss the world goodbye and away we'll fly. Destination moon, fast as a light, we'll travel out of sight. The world will be like a toy balloon. What a thrill you'll get riding on my jet. Destination moon, we'll go up, 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 straight to the moon we two. High in the starry blue, I'll be out of this world with you. Away we'll steal in my space mobile. A supersonic honeymoon. Leave your cares below. Pull the switch. Let's go. Destination moon. Destination moon. Destination moon.
Destination moon from Madeline Peru here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And there are a lot of guesses coming in. We do not have the correct answer as of yet. 412-200-5975. And here it is, the sound one more time. This time a little bit longer of a version of it. It might help you. Four, one, two, 200-5975. Victor Noel is listening. Victor, did you hear that? Noel is listening, and Noel wanted to be sure that you knew she was listening. I wanted to say hi to my dad, who's also listening. I don't think he believes me when I say I am. So that's Noel Elizabeth saying hello to you. Thank you. Victor thought it might be a small lock with the tumblers adjusting and the turn of the lock. I hear that, the hasp coming out of the lock, the round part, but no, it's not that. I think that's called the hasp. Angie thought it might be a stapler. I hear that as well. Linda also did. And Linda said it might be stamping a passport. Great guess, but it's not that. John and Addie thought it could be typing on a manual typewriter. Ralph and Donna sent the guess of the sound of a camera shutter. I hear that also. The sound of a camera shutter is a possibility. 412-200-5975 if you've had trouble getting through. We have open lines again. Bill in Homer City thought it might be a deadbolt lock. Mike and Mars is the first to come up with the correct answer. Well done, Mike. And Linda. Oh, Linda guessed it. A Viewmaster. Remember the, I think, GAF Viewmaster, where you would click and that little wheel of slides would show you different things. Bruce, you just got the correct answer. Close enough. Well done. And Jim in New Wilmington says it sounds like an old cash register. Kind of. 412-200-5975. Not a stapler. I would have guessed stapler as my first guess. Carla is here with us in McMurray. Hello, Carla.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. Even though I survived the first week of school, I went back to teaching school.
Some don't.
Bushed, but
how you know, it's a little more normal this year, isn't it?
Oh, a little bit more normal, though. I lost my classroom. I have to teach with the art teacher because we have some over, you know, like in the art room when she's not there, I'm there, and we sort of switching back and forth because we have an increase of enrollment. So it's a good reason to lose my classroom, but it's tough, you know.
Yeah, it's a busy time of the year. What school district are you in?
Well, I'm at Central Christian Academy in Houston, and so I think we've outgrown our building is the problem, and I'm their foreign language teacher. I teach Spanish, French, and German, and I'm over there Tuesdays and Thursdays and then online Monday, Wednesday, Friday because I also have my own business that called LinguaLearn Communications, and I do classes for homeschoolers and you know, adult lessons and technical translating and just a bunch of stuff.
Oh, it's good that you do all of those things. Have you used any of the apps or online language classes to supplement the work that you do?
Not to supplement the work. I've messed around because a lot of them aren't very accessible. I'm totally blind. And also, I really strongly believe you need to have a live language teacher. But not to supplement. Well, they're good supplements, I will say that. But I have messed around with Duolingo, and I have it on one of my devices, and I've been messing around with the Italian and Latin with that. So I also teach Latin, and I'm learning Italian, almost ready to teach Italian, too.
Ricky's been taking French with Duolingo for a while now and enjoys it. And is doing pretty well at it, too.
Well, the streaks drive me nuts. I wish I'd get rid of those darn streaks, because if you get right before midnight, you blow your streak.
Yes. In fact,
streaks.
If you've used Duolingo, Carla and I are talking about. If you haven't, there's a lot of gaming-like qualities to it to make sure you do consecutive lessons. I think Ricky does two a day, and you know it will remind her if she's missed them, and you know she'll have to quickly do that, or she'll lose the streak. She'll lose the credit.
So. And what happens is sometimes I'll be on, and it'll be a quarter to midnight, and my thing won't connect right, and I'll be in the middle of the lesson, and I'm doing the lesson, and I started it, and I lost a streak after 150 days.
Oh, no.
After that, I didn't want to speak to them for 2 weeks. It was awful.
I can't remember, I think it was a Seinfeld episode where they were moving the video game Frogger from one location to another. And the concern was that I believe George Costanza, his character, had the high score on that machine and it was in the computer memory, so his initials would display. And they wanted to keep the machine powered on while they were moving it so his initials would not be erased from the machine. So they put a backup battery in it. They like got it to work on a car battery and they moved it from point A to point B. But if my memory is right, something went wrong. It fell off the cart and it got hit by a truck as they crossed the street or something like that.
Well, let's face it, you wouldn't have a TV show if everything went right.
No.
You have to keep them engaged. You know?
Bonnie just guessed a Viewmaster, and Gail just guessed that it could be a hole punch. That's a pretty good guess.
Yeah, the stapler was pretty good. That's pretty close. And, you know, some staplers actually sound like that.
Yeah.
Or those little things that stamp insignias on papers, you know, but that's pretty rare, you know. I mean, but it sounds exactly like that.
We have one of those with our corporate seal for SLB that, you know, does that embossing as you push it. And Ricky's the person who typically uses it, but we sometimes need to get Chad, who has a better, you know, better hand strength to get that embossing going.
You have to give that a lot of oomph to make them work.
So you came up with this, I think, right?
Yes, and it's sort of ironic because being totally blind, it's something I don't use very often unless a sighted person is around, but it is the pull chain on a light, you know. I have one that's hanging in the closet in the kitchen in the pantry, and I have one in the basement.
Yeah, the light switch that has a pull chain on it that often leads up to a ceiling fixture sounds this.
Yeah, that's exactly. Oh, I just thought of a third one I have down in the basement, in the closet in the basement. Oh, see, I'm totally blind. I don't use these lights. They're just there for decorations and, you know, to make the house look lived in. But those are not the ones I pull the chains on very often.
Yeah, it's a handy thing, whoever
it is.
Came up with that. It works well. Except when they break right in your hand.
Oh, my gosh, when they break. I got to get somebody in to fix them. I know my uncle had to fix one for me one time because it just came off.
Yeah, I've had that happen to me, you know, a number of times. Well done. A charge to you. And I'm so happy to hear from you this morning.
Yeah, I listen. I don't always call, but... You know, I don't want to hog the phone, but I listen a lot. So I just want to tell you guys, I enjoy your program so much. You just don't know how much I enjoy it. And your music is just so great, and the little games.
Well, thank you.
I've adapted some of your games, and I use them in teaching and for fun icebreaker things.
You're welcome to, and I'm glad you do. And here's hoping next week is even better than this week. And I was thinking, you've got art and four different languages happening in the same classroom. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's really funny. I've got a wall, and I've got all this language stuff up in my desk over there in my cupboard, and then she's got all this stuff all over the place. Yeah. We're going to have fun. And she's a new teacher to our, you know, to our new art teacher, or our teacher retired. So this is going to even be more fun.
Oh, well, you'll have fun working together, I bet. Well,
yes,
thank you.
Yes.
It's good to talk to you. And
good to talk to
keep
you
in
too,
touch.
Have a wonderful, blessed day, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Ross thought it might be a slide projector. Bonnie thought the sound, I think I mentioned Bonnie a moment ago, she thought it might be a ViewMaster. And I think I've acknowledged all of the guesses. We have quite a few, quite a lot of participation coming in today. So if I have not gotten back to you by email or by text yet, that's the reason why. Noel Victor heard your message, and I'm so glad he did. We'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our upfront puzzle coming up in just a moment. Now we have Adam Seifert, I believe. Is it Seifert, Adam? I should know.
It's actually Seifert, I don't take offense to that. I'm happy to answer by either.
No, I should have gone with Seifert, but Adam is with the Westmoreland Cultural Trust, and today is the 4th annual Greensburg Music Fest, and I know it's a busy day for you. Thank you for joining us this morning. It kicks off at 12:30 and goes until 9 o'clock, and I think there are four stages altogether. Tell us a bit about how people can attend and get involved.
Hey, Larry, first of all, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me represent the Cultural Trust here on a Saturday Light Brigade.
You bet.
So the music actually starts at noon, at 12 noon. We are in downtown Greensburg, right on Main Street, in a in the Helm and Grist parking lot, as well as in the adjoining Palace Theater. We're just a short, like 30, 45-minute drive from most of Pittsburgh, out here in Greensburg. And we have two outdoor stages that are supported by our partners at Elegant Catering, as well as Smail Mazda. And we'll have music starting off at noon with the Seton Hill Commercial Music Ensemble. And then the stages outside will alternate on the hour. So 12 o'clock, we're there. 1 o'clock, we have Black Cat Moan. 2 o'clock, we have Matt Otis and the Sound. 3 o'clock, I believe it's the Northside Organ Trio. And then we have Jimmy Adler's out there. Who else is out there? Let's see. Trying to do this off the top of my head, Larry. Yeah, Matt Otis, and then Northside Organ Trio, and then Jimmy Adler, and then Walkin' Rosie, who does a bunch of like kind of 80s and pop covers, then Bindley Hardware Company. After that, we have Eris Paul Band, And then headlining outside, we have Trace Lads. And then inside the Palace Theater at 5:30, we're doing 90s night. So there's the Clintones 90s and More featuring Justin Sellers that are going to be doing an acoustic set, playing some 90s music. And then Lithium, a tribute to Nirvana, will be headlining in the Palace Theater.
Yeah, I saw that group. That really looks like a neat group, the Lithium group. Now, the best way you can learn all sorts of things by simply going to thepalacetheater.org and you'll see the whole schedule. What I'd like to know a little bit is about the Westmoreland Cultural Trust and the work you do. And folks may not realize some of the vibrance of Greensburg, what's happening at the Civic Garden Center building, which is where I think you're located. Can you talk a bit about that, Adam?
Absolutely. So Westmoreland Culture Trust is a nonprofit with the mission of stimulating cultural and economic development in the Westmoreland County region. So we are a nonprofit. We own and manage a number of properties, one of them being the Palace Theater, which is a 1,300-seat theater that is coming up on its 100th anniversary in 2026. It was founded in September of 1926. So the Westmoreland Cultural Trust is a nonprofit that owns and manages the Palace Theater, as well as the Union Trust Building, which is on the corner of Main Street and Otterman in downtown Greensburg, and the James Stark Building, which is a little bit further down the hill on Otterman in Greensburg. And then the Greensburg Garden and Civic Center is actually owned by the city of Greensburg. However, we do have the privilege of managing that that facility. And at this point, our offices are downtown in Greensburg in the Union Trust Building. But at one point, we were right out there out of the Greensburg Garden and Civic Center.
And among the accomplishments, getting the Palace Theater up and running again. I can remember when that theater was in need of restoration. And the festival is wonderful to see. So I hope folks can learn more about the Westmoreland Cultural Trust. We've linked to you from our Facebook page and our main page. And today, the festival, 12 noon, clear until 9 o'clock, something pretty much for everyone. Anything else you'd like to add?
That's correct. You know, we're expecting a great day. We've got some yard games out there by a local business called Pedagogy. They're going to put up some yard games. We've got food trucks, Spiels on Wheels, Elegant Catering, as well as Earth, Wheel, and Fire cooking up wood fire pizzas. We've got a full bar. Our friends Vinovsky Winery are out there, and a bunch of beer from Southern Tier, Helltown, Yingling, Iron City, and some White Claw. What else? We're going to have a bunch of vendors out there. It's just a great time. It's a great community event. And I just want to take a second to recognize there's a million. I wish it was a million. There are many organizations in Greensburg and in Westmoreland County doing great work. And, you know, Westmoreland Cultural Trust is just excited to be able to contribute to this vibrant ecosystem out here.
Well, we're glad that's all happening and glad you can spend some time with us, Adam. And here's hoping today's events go well. Thanks for being with us.
Larry, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
That's Adam Seifert of the Westmoreland Cultural Trust. And the fourth annual Greensburg Music Fest kicks off today, August 27th, 12 noon until 9 o'clock. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services, including KRDP, Indie Community Radio Phoenix, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at 515-605-9542 and slbradio.org/radio.
his holy place. Said, Lordy me, what a sea of space. What a spot to launch the human race. So he built him a boat with a mixed up crew, with eyes of black and brown and blue. And that's how come that you and I got just one world, just one sky. We're in the same boat, brother. Yes, it's the same boat, brother. If you shake one and you're gonna rock the other, it's the same boat, brother. Oh, the boat rolled on through storm and grief, past many a rock and many a reef. What kept them going? Great belief. They had to learn to navigate, 'cause the human race was special freight. If we didn't want to be in Jonah's shoes, we better be mates on this air cruise. We're in the same boat, brother. Yes, it's the same boat, brother. If you shake one, some time for the crew to learn what's bad for the bow ain't good for the stern. If a hatch takes fire in China Bay, Pearl Harbor's deck's gonna blaze away. 'Cause it's the
same boat, brother.
It's the
same boat, brother.
If you shake
Tim O'Brien at the Saturday Light Brigade from the album He Walked On. If you go to slbradio.org, anytime you will see a list of four different open houses that we have planned, and I hope you'll join us in collaboration with Radical Days 2022. We have free tours of our brand new facilities. After years of planning, our expansion is complete, and the dates are Tuesday, September 20th, 4 to 7 o'clock, Saturday, September 24th, 11 to 2, Monday, October 3rd, 11 to 2, and Wednesday, October 12th, from 4 to 7 o'clock. You can find the information at slbradio.org, and we'll plan others too, and here's hoping we'll get a chance to see you. We're very excited to show off our new Youth Media Center earlier this week, just Thursday night. We had 22 teens and 40 adult family members as our assembled group celebrated the first segments of our Radcast podcast being completed. And it was just terrific to have everybody there. I put some pictures on our Facebook page if you want to get a sense of how things looked.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Time now for our upfront puzzle. Can you tell us what word comes before string, nature, and base? String, nature, and base. What one word naturally comes before those three? 412-200-5975. What one word comes naturally before string, nature, and base? Good luck. Cephas and Wiggins with a song for the last day of August.
Lordy, dog, these loggers, devil is beating white. Lordy, dog, days of August, devil is beating white. I got a wrongdoing woman, I got trouble in my life. Lordy, dog, days of August, see the steam rising from the street. Lordy, dog, days of August, steaming, rising from the street. I keep singing these lonesome blues, the shuffle of my feet. From my eyes, dog days of August, Lord, now all I can do is cry. This ain't dog days of August, devil is beating his wife. I got a wrongdoing woman, I've got trouble in my life. Lord, these dog days of August, and see the steam rising from the street. Party dog days of August, steam is rising from the street. I keep singing these lonesome blues, the shuffle of my feet. I'm standing one who's making love to her tonight. Buddy, dog, he's a vulgar. Dog, devil's beating white. I got a wrongdoing woman. I got trouble in my life.
Cephas and Wiggins with Dog Days of August. John in Baden is the first person to solve our upfront puzzle. Thanks, John, and thanks for your ever-present support of SLB. Linda in Collier got the correct answer. And Russ in North Carolina not only got the answer. Linda in Collier, as I mentioned, she got the answer right after John. Russ got it. So we're looking for the word that naturally comes before the three that we gave you. String, nature, and base. John suggests adding, or Russ, I'm sorry, suggests adding place or thought, and I'll add class. I'll also add hand. So this word comes before hand, thought, place, class, string, nature, and base. There may be a few more too. 412-200-5975. If you've got an additional word or would like to take a guess. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade originating live from Pittsburgh. Broadcast since 1978. Our mission is to bring people together through radio here at SLB. We also do a lot of off-air programs in our youth media center using radio and audio to help amplify voices of youth and other folks whose voices often go unheard. Thank you for being with us today. I'm not sure if I mentioned Maggie Cipher earlier. She's playing along on Facebook with us, as is Jim of Crafton Heights. Bonnie had a guess that fits some of the words, but not all of them. You are extremely close, though. This word naturally proceeds. Oh, actually, gosh, it might actually work. String, nature, base. It also precedes the word class and hand and thought and place. You know what, Bonnie? That works. Amazingly so, but it definitely works. Maybe not so amazingly, but that's a great answer. And hello to Patrick of South Park. Patrick, you've got the correct answer. And Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia, has the correct answer. Stu and Sarah have some extra clues. Chance. The answer followed by the word. Chance. Here comes Kevin. Kevin's got the definitive clue. This one will help differentiate it, most likely, from first. This word also precedes fiddle, as well as grade. Story is another word that it can precede. How about this one? Wind. This word precedes wind. (212) 200-5975 if you would like to join us on the air. Another clue would be line. This is really fun. There are a lot of clues. You can call us at 412-200-5975. Jim just came up with the correct answer, and Joanne also came up with it. Well done to each of you. Last call for you to participate by phone, if you care to, 412-200-5975. Bruce just got the correct answer, and he mentioned that the extra clues really helped. The word we were looking for, second. Second, as in second string, second nature, second base, second chance, second wind, second line, second hand. And all of those other seconds we shared with you. A Saturday Light Brigade charge, and congratulations to you. If you came up with second, we'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge in our next hour. Bill in Homer City also came up with second. Was one long note. Charmaine Neville at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Well, right down the street from your house and mine, you heard somebody holler second line. We're gonna shake that thing. Yeah, we're gonna shake that thing. Everybody is gonna second line. We're gonna jump, shout, wave your flag, twirl an umbrella like it's got legs. We're going to second line. Hey, second line. Everybody over here know you got a second line. As the shout goes out through the neighborhood, everybody's jumping, going to do as good. It's going to second line. Yeah, second line. Well, the young and old, everybody's second line. Oh, Miss Maddie's sitting in her chair, drops her sewing and she gives a cheer. Trumpets blowing, tubas wail, the drummers have the beat, you know, yeah, it's late. Second line, yeah, second line. Thank you. second line. Hey, second line. We're on the second line down the street from your house. And
some folks have curious things tucked away in their minds, lying around in corners. Now there was Milo Brown, he had something, and I should have found out about it when he was on Earth. He called it Second Wind. But there was more to it than the name, something we didn't rightly understand. I found out about it one hang time when Milo Brown came to me for a job. Mostly we changed works, but I hired Milo for he didn't own a farm or a house and he had a pack of hungry children. Milo was little and lean and scrawny. I wondered if he could keep up mowing, swinging a scythe all day in the hayfield. He said he could, and I let him start work. We were mowing the north meadow uphill where the timothy was tall with tough stalks. He started out with us in early morning and kept up his end until 10 o'clock. Then he sat down on a stump and I thought I was right. Milo can't go on mowing. We all stopped to have a drink of switchel that my wife had sent out to the mowers. I said, Milo, is it too tough for you? He did a little sweat mopping. It's tough, Milo answered, getting up from the stump. But I won't know it when I get second wind. I've heard say of your second wind, Milo. Does it always come on time? I asked him. It comes, Milo said, when I need help to keep up with other folks. I'm scrawny. The Lord made me that way. But he helps me. I found out that when I've used up all my strength, then I get my second wind. There's something inside me that goes right on with the work like a strong man was doing it for me and saying, Milo, just keep on trusting. I've trusted. My second wind never failed. Milo whetted his scythe. I liked the sound of whetstones ringing out in the hayfield. And he went on mowing. He mowed easy. And when we got to the top of the meadow, Milo was ahead, laying a long swath, even and straight. He didn't look tired, and he wasn't as beat as the others when we went back to the house for supper. He's gone now, and I wish I had asked him to tell me more about his second wind. I could use it myself many a time.
Dan Berggren. That story, that song, is called Second Wind. It's from his album One for the Water. It's birthday time. Maybe you've got a birthday in your household today or coming up soon. If you've sent it to us, we'll mention it. And if you haven't, maybe you just want to celebrate around the radio now. the birthday you're aware of that we are not. Here are the ones we know about. Heaven Marie. Happy birthday to you, Heaven Marie. Also, Ralph Greer of Regent Square. I think today is Run Around the Square in Regent Square. Callie of Frisco, Texas, from Erica. Justin of Delmont, from your family. Cassie of St. Augustine, from your family. Happy anniversary to Samuel and Margarita. Tomorrow, August 28th, we have Leanna of Bellevue, from your family. And Jonathan, from your family. On Monday, the 29th, Lori of Brentwood. Philip of Okinawa, from brother Aaron. Parents John and Addie, wife Lisa, and kids James, Jude, Seth, and Cora. Also on the 29th, Christopher of Regent Square, Jacqueline of Bethel Park, from brother Ronnie, sister Haley Nicole, and parents Donald and Paula. Freddie of Dormont celebrates that same day, August 29th. On the 30th, we have Jenny of Morningside, Evan Reckless from Mom Tracy, Dad Dale, and the whole Reckless family. And happy anniversary on the 30th to Chet and Christine. Moving ahead to August 31st, Hallie of the North Hills, happy birthday to you from Mom and Dad and Brother Max. Matthew from Dad John in Carrick. John frequently texts and calls to play along here. Aurora of Grove City from Ken and Jamie, Dad and Mom, and Brunner and Gratian and Titus. Matt from Butch and Kelsey of Monroeville. On September 1st, we have Drew of Greensburg, Gennaro of Ben Avon, Dean of Point Breeze, and happy anniversary to Kate and Dan of Michigan. Finally, on September 2nd, Randy and Harmony, Sev Gomez Falk of Squirrel Hill, Ethan of Bridgeville, and David of Denora from Felicia, Alexis, and Leaf.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A., 15233.
Include the birthday person's address and we'll make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed person. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Woke up, it was a Chelsea morning, and the first thing that I heard outside my window, and the traffic wrote the words. It came ringing up like Christmas bells and wrapping up like pipes and drums. Oh,
Joni Mitchell at the Saturday Light Brigade. That was from her Carnegie Hall concert in February of 1969. Have you looked at the Joni Mitchell performances on YouTube that were released as part of the Newport Folk Festival? What an amazing, amazing performance she turned in recently. Bright-eyed and full of spirit and owning her writing and songs in a way that, frankly, is transformational to watch her. Joni Mitchell, you can find those very recent recordings and be inspired by her and the people around her, too.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.